Hare Krishna. Okay, I have a question from Radha Govinda Prabhu in Moldavia, and he's asking me to give a brief description of what a sadhaka is. What is his goals, his mentality, his conduct, his practices, of course. And of course, when he says he wants this for his own personal information, but he also wants to do a course. And then when I hear something like that, that someone wants to do a course, then I want to sit down and sort of give a systematic answer to a question like that, because right now I'm massaging Shalagram Shidas, and so the answer that I'm giving is not going to be so systematic. So it may not be ideal for a course, but anyway, let me do my best in terms of at least answering the basic of what he's asking. And I really want to start with the basic, which is, what is the real mood of a sadhaka? How does a sadhaka think? What is the underlying inspiration for which he's practicing devotional service? And for that, of course, we should turn to Rupa Goswami's definition of sadhan bhakti, when he says, kriti sadhya bhavet sadhya bhava sa sanadavida nitya siddha subhavascha, and so on. Those activities by which one hopes to awaken or be bestowed with bhava, it means ecstasy or rati, ecstasy meaning the subsequent stage from sadhan and prema, or rati following that by which one hopes to awaken love for Krishna within the heart. Those activities are known as sadhana. That is the definition of sadhana. Someone wants to become a lover of Krishna. And when devotees practice devotional service with that mood, with that mentality, they're going to be good sadhakas. The other things are going to fall into place. If the underlying most fundamental criteria is there, the others will necessarily fall in place. Not that someone wants to achieve prema for distinction, not because that way I'll be free from miseries of material existence, not because I want to be known amongst other devotees as being the premi devotee, but I know that when I have love for Krishna, then shradharati bharati anukramishasi, then real pure devotional service will begin. So when devotees are inspired, yes, I'd like to serve Krishna in the way that Prahlad Maharaj does, in the way that Nanda Maharaj does, in the way that Arjuna serves Krishna with the same type of loving intensity. Why? Because I know that it will please him best. I'll be able to serve him much better than I'm serving him right now. When that becomes a devotee's motivation, then the other things he'll also do right. A little more on that motivation. Recently I was reading Bhakti Vinod Thakur's Bhakti Tattva Vivek, which is the tattva or the philosophical principles of pure devotional service, Bhakti Tattva Vivek. And there he's also laying emphasis on this point that when Vaishnavas are not in tune with the Sambandha, with the principles of devotional service, and when their motivation is not right, then they may misidentify Bhakti Abhas with Shuddha Bhakti. And as a result of that, they hamper their devotional advancement. What does Bhakti Abhas sound like? Well, when someone comes and tell me, yeah, I know I should be doing better sadhana, I know that, you know, I should be coming more to Mangalarti, and I know I shouldn't be neglecting my rounds, and I should try and catch up on my rounds, and I think this person is not a sadhaka. Why? Because for him, devotional service is a chore. He thinks this is some kind of duty that I've got to do in order to stay in a temple, or because I didn't fulfill some particular vow that I took at initiation, or because someone's putting some pressure on me and I want to get rid of that pressure. This is not the real mood of a sadhaka. A sadhaka is someone who is very serious, someone who knows that these activities of shravanam, kirtanam, and archanam, and so on, these are the same activities of liberated souls. It isn't that the process of devotional service changes when you become a perfected soul. No, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was hearing about Krishna's pastimes, chanting Hare Krishna, taking prasadam with his associates. What's the difference between that and sadhana? Well, the external activity is not different, but the mood is different. One is that you perform these activities with the desire in order to achieve prema. And the other one is that these activities themselves are the effect of prema. So that a prema bhakti, take Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is in the role of a devotee, when he chants Hare Krishna, his chanting of Hare Krishna is a consequence of his love, because he can't control it, not because he has to chant some rounds, not because he's supposed to come from Mangalarti, but because he can't control his chanting, because his love comes out in the form of sankirtan, and so it's called prema sankirtan. Or when devotees are hearing about Krishna, it's not they're hearing about Krishna because I have to go to Bhagavatam class, it's because their ears are demanding, their ears which are saturated with love for Krishna, or empowered with love for Krishna, want to hear about Krishna's pastimes and activities. And so it goes for all the other angas of devotional service. So we're very fortunate. We already are engaged in the activities that eternally liberated souls are engaged with. All we have to really do is work on our mood. All we have to do is really ensure that our mood of devotion is correct. So when Rupa Goswami says, Anya bilashita shunyam jnana karma dhyana vrittam, he doesn't list different types of activities that one should do. He's simply talking about Krishna Anushinam Bhakti Uttama. He simply talks about the mood, no desire for liberation, no desire for sense gratification, no desire for any type of mystic empowerment, no confusion about what devotional service is about. But what's it about? It's only about pleasing Krishna, Bhakti Uttama. And when my search or my desire for advancement in Krishna consciousness is also like that, it's only to please Krishna, then I'm practicing pure sadhana. So devotees need to be extremely attentive and careful as to what it is that they are doing. Bhaktivinoda Thakur warns us that it's nowadays, he says, and that was quite a long time ago, he says it's very very customary to see that people misidentify and misconstrue all kinds of non-devotional, mixed devotional, impersonal ideologies with bhakti. And those who do and identify with that they have great difficulty in moving forward on the path of devotional service. In fact, they don't really get anywhere. Ultimately, if they get anywhere, it's due to the association and mercy of pure Vaishnavas that they're able to rise above their material conditioning and give up the wrong motivation that they have. Once you have the right motivation, then that will be visible within the character of a Vaishnav. Shushukam Pratama Rayam. He will be effulgent, he will be joyful, he will rise early in the morning, he'll do things in the right way, because the Dhammi Buddhi Yogam Tvam Jina Mahamabhyantiti, because Krishna is guiding him from within. Tesham Aham, Tesham Nivamukam Partam. And any obstacle in the way, then Krishna will also remove those things. Anyway, I hope these things helped Radha Govinda. It certainly would be a good course, certainly a needed course, because sometimes we see, for one reason or another, devotees don't have the right attitude towards sadhana. Hare Krishna.